Noel Siako, and you are still tuned in to Rounds FM Evenings with your Radio Madame Apesile Manzini. We're having a very controversial conversation this evening, mainly because I feel siyathandza tindzaba. Songe futhi siyathandza tindzaba, and we become very invested, especially in public figures that we love, be it public figures in the entertainment industry or anywhere. But it becomes tricky when they are put in a situation where certain things that are private, and I'd like to assume confidential, are leaked, and then now we want an explanation. Now we have opinions around this public matter that did not come out from the horse's mouth, but came out through other people who are either involved or have information about the issue at hand, which led me to the question of the evening, which is, should public figures publicize family issues to protect their careers? Because you find people even saying, no, asim kansele. Yeah, if this is the kind of person that they are, they're not taking care of family if it's an issue around them being accused of neglecting family. Kodwa, what we overlook is the fact that dysfunctional family dynamics exist everywhere, and it can happen to anyone, irrespective of what you do for a living. And dysfunctional family dynamics occur when unhealthy patterns and behaviors disrupt family relationships and hinder emotional well-being. These dynamics can manifest in various ways, including conflict, emotional neglect, communication breakdowns, and role confusion, impacting the mental health of family members. So it's something that nobody is immune to. Because they are public figures. And we can't hold it against people for having dysfunctional family dynamics. But what I want to hear from you, in all honesty, do you want to know? Do you really feel they need to explain themselves to us as their followers and fans, so that not till we get clarity where we need it, seeing a bit of confusion on who the person is, because mhlambe you love them because you believe they subscribe to certain values and principles, and this coming out now leaves you in a conflicted state, wondering who this person is, or at the end of the day, we meet these people through the craft and what they do for a living, and we should focus on our relationship with them based on what they do. It really isn't something they should explain to us as their followers or fans. Let me know on the station's Facebook page, it's Rise FM 943. Should public figures address family issues publicly to protect their careers, or do you believe with no fizzle? You're still tuned in to Rise FM Evenings with your Radio Madame Apesile Manzini. And we're talking about dysfunctional family dynamics, because we all at some point have to acknowledge that there are things that are beyond our control. And having dysfunctional family dynamics is something that is beyond our control, irrespective of what we do for a living. With the question of the evening being, should public figures address family issues publicly to protect their careers? Do you feel good? Hey, Fezile, umaseyiphujukile vele kwabane lunga lemndeni leyilethakithi, vele they owe us an explanation. They need to clear the air. Or, you know what? Noma ngabe khona lo sayiphujutile, wadotshela thine ukuthi, yeah, this is what's going on, lo kwendekani, kwendekani. I feel ukuthi it's none of our business, and dibitasekhaya adiphumele ngaphandle. So they shouldn't even feel the need to clear the air with us as their followers. Now, the key characteristics of a dysfunctional family dynamics is conflict and instability, frequent arguments, unresolved issues, and a general sense of instability create a tense and unpredictable environment. Poor communication, ineffective or absent communication leading to misunderstandings, resentment, and a lack of emotional connection. Emotional neglect. Parents may fail to meet the emotional needs of their children, neglecting their feelings and needs. Role confusion. Individuals may take on roles that are not developmentally appropriate, such as a child becoming the caregiver or scapegoat, impacting their emotional growth. Substance abuse and addiction. Substance abuse by family members can disrupt communication, create an unstable home environment, and lead to neglect or abuse. Lack of empathy and support. Family members may lack empathy for each other's feelings and fail to provide adequate support during difficult times. So you see why it's tricky in azifagum deni, because agusi involves ngatitine, one chooses to be in a situation like that. And secondly, for someone to, you know, open up to us and be vulnerable about something that has to do with, you know, some of the issues that I've mentioned here that are characteristics of a dysfunctional family. Hey, it's not easy. It's not. But I still want to know from you, hey, Fezil, they know what comes with what they chose to do for a living. Therefore, this is where I stand as far as family issues and people in the public eye. Let me know on the station's Facebook page. It's Raz. It's Raz FM with Wizkid, Peace of Mind. And you're still tuned in to Raz FM Evenings with your radio madam, Fezile Manzini. And I asked on the station's Facebook page, it's Raz FM 943, Guti, should public figures address family issues publicly to protect their careers? And mainly asking this question because sometimes even our celebrities come from dysfunctional families. Kube nalolo belogu ayakuyoba humiliate with every intention of you know, destroying their reputation. Nekubaqekela phasi as far as the craft and how far they've come. We've seen it with different people. So ngifuna kuva ngawe ukuthi uma ngabe seba ku situation lenjalo where tibita sekhaya nathi phela siyabona tiphumela ngaphandle, should they then give us an explanation, give us clarity around the situation and defend themselves in order to protect their careers? Ngoba hey, these days we are very quick to say cancel, siyam cancela kanti akanaki makwakhe, not knowing, you know, ukuthi this person comes from an abusive background. This is a dysfunctional family dynamic here. It's not just someone who woke up one day and neglected mdali. So this is what you had to say. Loving yourself. It's greetings to you, Fezile, and the listeners. I know everything will be resolved by family and not other people. Inoprongo nyama chune usichangege silungisa sodwa simdeni kuyocetswa buphiqi phiqi mfana ke imbambi uthi ngeke ayivumi sicetsa simdeni. Prince Mnisi uthi no, leyo sicetsa ekhaya. Mpendulo Keke Grayson uthi no. I think it's a lesson to all of us as well to say, you know, there are certain things that we don't imagine because the people we love are also going through, but the reality is life happens to all of us. So at the end of the day, when it has to do with family, we should respect that it is a boundary that one should never cross unless they are part of the family. But finally, sibe understanding. Because can you imagine for someone to come to a public platform and say, my mother never loved me. Uncle Swanga Nguyagazang Wangfuna, so I don't understand what after all the suffering that I've went through, umasekeva kuthi ngithole breakthrough kungani aye emaphepheni ayothi uyahlupheka kodwa mina I'm a millionaire. Nami ngahlupheka akhona yena. Angizange ngihlupheke naye, naye bekahlupheka la hlupheka khona, nami ngihlupheka. Uyakubona ukuthi this is a very sensitive conversation for you to have with people that you're not close to on an emotional level. So these things happen to everyone. But always saying, it's okay. You don't have to explain. It's Raz FM.